kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Ipinakita ng isang ulat tungkol sa kawalan ng seguridad sa pagkain nitong panahon ng coronavirus pandemic na ang demanda ay tumaas kahit na ang pinakamasamang panahon ay hindi pa nangyayari. Sinabi ng relief organization Food Bank na 3 sa 10 Australiano ang humaharap sa kawalan ng seguridad kahit na hindi dumanas ng gutom bago sumapit ang COVID-19 pandemic. Pakinggan natin sa ating wika ang ulat na binuo ni na Stephanie Corsetti at Michael Tomalaris. Buhat ng mawala ng trabaho ang estudyanteng Elizabeth Tanklis, nahirapan siyang pamahalaan ang kanyang gastos sa grocery.
So basically, in terms of meals also, we started looking at how much we cook, like so that there's absolutely no waste, because we had to manage our groceries, we had to manage our stocks at home. Also, staples were not available, or some of the stores decided to just increase the price of staples by 3 times because they found it like the best time to make some money. So then we actually stopped buying those staples.
Sinabi niya na ang libreng grocery sa University of New South Wales Food Hub ay naging malaking tulong, pero kinailangan pa rin niyang humingi ng pera sa ibang tao.
I hope the rules will improve in terms of like saying, say we get JobKeeper as well, like in term, because international students technically don't have many rights in this country, so at least a JobKeeper would help us survive situations like this.
Mga nakakabatang Australiano ang tinatamaan ng husto sa panahon ng coronavirus pandemic. 65% ng mga kabataan na may edad na 18 hanggang 25 ang nagugutom at hindi kumakain minsan isang linggo dahil sa pandemic. Pero sinabi ng mga eksperto, kagaya ng soil scientist Damien Field ng University of Sydney, na hindi ito dapat mangyari dahil ang Australia ay isa sa may pinakamalaking bilang ng mga iniluluwas na produkto sa mundo.
Much of the food we grow in Australia is actually for an export market. We're a food provider to the world. So there may, as I said, due to supply chain issues, there may be every now and again a slight hiccup within the food system that might limit the supply of certain food products, but definitely from a nutritional basis, there's enough food supplied to markets that people should be able to access across the country.
Ayon sa Chief Executive ng Food Bank Australia, Brianna Casey, maraming taong nangangailangan ng pagkain ay hindi kwalipikado para sa suporta mula sa gobyerno.
We've seen situations where panic buying in the supermarkets has meant that the products simply aren't there. What we have seen overall is a 47% increase in demand for food relief across the food bank network. It is variable, it is unpredictable.
Ang bilang ng mga taong humahanap ng tulong sa pagkain minsan bawat linggo ay dumoble buhat noong nagdaang taon. Mahigit na 4/4 ng mga dumaranas ng kawalan ng seguridad sa pagkain ay hindi nangailangan ng suporta bago nangyari ang pandemic. Itinagdag ni Binibining Casey na ang kanyang serbisyo ay para magbigay ng pagkain para sa mga international students na vulnerable.
We are very careful about being culturally appropriate when it comes to the hampers that we're providing across the country, but we also want to make sure that they're shelf-stable products that will last in people's pantries. It's rice, it's pasta, it's breakfast cereal, tinned tomatoes, staples that we want to see on the tables of everyday Australians.
SBS Filipino, sa radyo, online at mobile. Comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.